Let's finish Shas together. My learning of the Daf Yomi is Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Moira Rav Dovzi ben Rav Yosef. I am not giving the Shir on Fridays, but I am going to try to record the Daf anyway. B'li Neder Shuva Kabbalah B'Lev. I'm in the bottom of Nun Ham and Beis. To Friday's Daf is Daf Nun Vav. I'm Rav Yochanan Hishkim V'Nafal Pasuk L'Soch Piv. Person wakes up in the morning and he finds a Pasuk in his mouth. This certain pasuk just came into his mouth. Harezu nevuah katana. It's a little bit of a nevuah, and some of it's going to come true. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha chalomos miskaimen. Three types of dreams will last. Chalom shel shachris, the dream that you dream at the very last part of the night, early in the morning. Chalom shel chalom lo chavero, a dream that your friend dreams about you. Chalom shnifta b'so chalom, or you see a dream, and in the dream gets interpreted. V'yesh omer, af chalom shenishna. Or a dream that repeats itself twice, as you see by Paro. Shnemar al yishanos achalom gomer means it's going to happen. Person always dreams about stuff that he's thinking about during the day. Shnemar ant malka rayonech al mishkov chasliku. Your thoughts will make it into your bed. Your thoughts that you think during the day, you will know at night in the dream. Amarava teida delo machvel el inish lo dikla de dehava lo pila de ayel b'kubut machta. They don't show you in a dream stuff that you've never seen, like a golden date palm tree or an elephant going into the eye of a needle. You've never seen that, so you can't dream it. Amalei case lebshua b'Rabbi Chananya amris de chachmisa tuva. They say that you rabbis are smart. Emily may chazina mechamoy. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. Amalei chazis de mishchei lach parsoi. You're going to see the Persians, who you're at war with, they're going to cause you to work very hard. And they're going to steal from you. And they're going to make you tend a flock of bugs with a gold stick. And that's actually what happened, because he was thinking about it all day. Here, you almost say he was thinking about that all day long, and he dreamt about it. Or tachaza. So at night he dreamt about it. Amale Shvor Malka Lishmuel. Amrisu de Chachmisu Tuva. Shvor Malka, the king of Persia, said to Shmuel, they say you rabbis are very smart. Emily my chazin mechamai. Tell me what I'm going to dream. But Amale Chazisa de Asa Ramai Bishavulach. You're going to see the Romans are going to take you into captivity. Betachunubach Kashyasa Berichai de Dahava. And they're going to force you to grind up the pits of dates with gold, with a golden grinder. So he was thinking about it all day. Hero kula yoma. Well, urta chaza, that's what he saw in the dream. Because what you think about during the day, that's what you dream about. Barhadayim fashachamayim. Now the Gemara is going to tell long stories about a lot of this guy, this Rasha Barhadaya, used to interpret dreams. Barhadayim fashachamayim. He interpreted dreams. Mandi avle agra. Whoever paid him for the interpretation, mafshel el mal yusa. If you paid him, he gave you a good interpretation. If you didn't pay him, he gave you a bad interpretation. Abai and Rava together saw a dream. They saw the same dream. And they both together went to Bar Hadai for the explanation. But Abai paid for the interpretation. Rava lo yovle. Rava says, I'm not going to pay for it. So he always interpreted for Abai positively and for Rava negatively. So they said to him, Akrinim b'chama, we saw in our dream that they read the following pasuk to us. Sharcha tavuach le'inecha. Your axe can be slaughtered in front of your eyes. L'rava amalei psid is kecha. To Rava he said, you're going to lose all your money. V'lo ha'adalach l'mecha b'utz v'delibach. You're going to be so upset, you're not even going to enjoy any food. L'abai amalei marvach ischach. Abai said, you're going to get a lot of joy. V'lo ha'adalach l'mecha b'utz v'delibach. You're not going to need to eat because you're going to be so happy. Amrila, another time, they told him about another dream. Akrinan, banam, banas, tolid. And they won't be for you because they're going to get taken in captivity. Your kids, l'rava, amale, kivishuse. According to Rava, they said, yeah, it's simple. Your kids are going to be taken into captivity. L'abai, amale, banecho, v'nasecha, nefish. You're going to have so many kids, mincem, banzach, la'alman. Your daughters will be get married to so many wonderful son-in-laws. Mudami, bachach, kadekazel, b'shevya. It's as if they're going to be taken into captivity, but it will be a positive thing. And they said another dream. Akrion banecho v'nasech nesunu la'macher. Somebody in their dream read to them the pasuk, your sons and daughters will be given to another nation. La'abai amalei t'abai, he interpreted positively. Banech
Ubansan Nefishin, you have so many kids, at Amris Lekrevach, you say they should marry your relatives, your wife says they should marry her relatives, Akvalov, you obviously only Krevah, and your wife forces you to get them married to her relatives. Tavi Kamach, it's like a different, like her relatives are like a different nation. But it's still a good thing, they're all getting married. Lerav Amalei, Divisu Shchiva, your wife is going to die. Also, Banev Ansili Lidei Izachrite, and your sons and daughters are going to be mothered by a different mother because you're gonna marry somebody else. Da'ama Rava, Umravir Rava, Umrav, Maidik Siv, Banech, when the second Salam, Acher Zu Eshes Ha'av. Your sons and daughters will be given to the father's wife, a second wife, after the first mom dies. Akrina Mechama, Abayin Rava, again, asked Bar Hadaya. Somebody was reading to us in our dreams, Lech Echol Basimcha Lachmecha. Eat your bread with joy. La Abayin Amalei. Marvach iskach, you're going to make a lot of money. V'achals v'shasis, you're going to eat and drink. V'karz p'sukah mechad libi, you're going to learn Torah because you're going to be so happy. The Rav Amalei, pasid iskach, all your money is going to get lost. Tavachas v'lo achlas v'shasis, you're going to slaughter animals, but you're going to be so upset you're not going to be able to eat them. V'karz l'fchuchi pachtach. And you're going to have to read this pasuk to get rid of your fear. They told him another dream. Akrinan zerav totsi asad umates of kiach slenu arba. The field is going to produce a lot, but you're not going to get anything out of it. So someone read that pasuk to them in a dream. La abay amalei mereshe. To abay, he translated with the beginning of the pasuk, you're going to have a lot of produce. La rav amalei misefe, the end of the pasuk, you're not going to get any use out of it. Abay and Rava told Bar Hadai another dream. Akrinan zesim yilach b'chol gvulach b'gomer. You're going to have lots of olives. La abay amalei mereshe. Yeah, beginning of the pasuk, you can have a lot of olives. The Rav Amalei misayf at the end of the pasuk. Below you, v'shem and lo sasoch ki yishal tezecha. They're all going to spoil. They told him another pasuk. Akrinan. They had another dream where they read to them in the dream the pasuk. V'rokal amay arutz v'gulu. V'rokal kishem hashem nikol lecha v'yorim imecha. La abayu Amalei nafak lach shma deresh misif tahavis. There's going to be publicized, you're going to become a Rosh Hashiva, a Masa Naflis Ba'alman, and everyone's going to respect you. The Rav Amalei, Badaina Demalka Itzvar, the storehouse that the king's jewelry is stored in is going to break, and they're all going to get stolen. Umetasis Beganve, and they're going to consider you the robber. Vadaina Kuliyama Kalvachomer Minach, and the whole world is going to have a Kalvachomer. If you're a robber, so certainly they're going to suspect the other Jews. That's what happened. Lamacher Isbar B'dayana Demalka. The next day, the king's treasure house got broken into, and the stuff was stolen. V'asu V'tavslei Rava. And they came and took Rava, and they said he stole him. Rava and Abai asked another dream. Amrilei Chazan Chasa Al Pum Dagi. So, we saw in our dream a lettuce that was on top of a barrel. Labai Amalei, if iskacha kechasa. Your business will double and triple like the leaves of the lettuce. Because it's double and tripled over. Larava Amalei, demar iskacha kechasa. Your business is going to go sour like the bitter taste of lettuce. That's why romaine lettuce. That's why you use it for mara. They asked them about another dream. Amalei chazen bisra al pum dani. We saw meat on the opening of a barrel. Labai amalei tabai, he said, basim chamrach. Your wine is going to be wonderful. V'asu kuli amalei bizim bisra chamrinach. Everyone's going to come to buy meat and wine from you. V'l'rav amalei tarav, he said, takiv chamrach. Your wine is going to spoil. V'asu kuli amalei bizim bisra lamechabeh. And everyone's going to come buy meat to get rid of the bad taste of the wine. They told him over another dream. We saw in our dream a barrel of wine hanging on a date palm tree. Your parnasa is going to be sold at a very high price, like this high dekel tree. The Rav Amalei, Chali Iskacha Ketamre, your business is going to go sour, like sour dates. Abaye V'Amrilei had another dream. Amri le, chazon rumina de kodchi apum dani. We saw in our dream pomegranates that were growing on the mouth of a barrel. So tabai labai amri le, oshik iskach karumana. You're going to sell your stuff for a lot of money, like this pomegranate that's sold for a lot of money. L'rav amale, kave iskach kerumana. Your produce is going to be hated by people, like this pomegranate, which has a very sharp taste. They told him about another dream. Amale has chazan chavisa denafal libira. I saw in my dream a barrel that fell into a pit. Labai amale, Misboy iskach, your produce is going to be so desired, people are going to run after it, even into a pit. Kedamar, like the world says, Nafal pita bibira velo ishtakach. The bread fell into a pit, and people were looking for it. La Rava Amale, pasid iskach avishadus le libira. Your business is going to be so bad, and you're going to have to throw it into a pit, throw it into the garbage. They told him about another dream. Amrile Chazinabar Chamara Dukai A Istan. We saw in our dream a donkey standing on top of us, nowhere, and it's braying, it's yelling out. Labai Amrile Malka Chavis. You're going to be a Rosh Hashiva and you're going to spew forth your drushos. The Kayamoralach, and you're going to have a Maturgaman standing next to you to translate all your many shirim. That's the donkey in a loud voice, like the donkey braying. Larava Amrile. Petachamar gahit mitfilach. The words petachamar were going to be erased from your tefillin. Amale, Rava said to him, wait, but I saw my tefillin. It has the words. Lidi chazliv isai. I saw the words petachamar in there. Amale, vav de petachamar vadai gahit mitfilach. Said to him, the vav in petachamar, the letter vav in the word chamar, it was erased. First he wrote it without a vav, then he wrote the vav, then he erased the vav. Now Rava figured maybe the reason he's having a problem is going with Abai. He tried to go by himself to tell him the dreams. Maybe it would be better. But it wasn't. L'sof az Rav l'chudei, he went by himself. Amale chazai dasha bar yasa denofal. I saw in my dream that the outer wall of my house fell down. Amale ishtecha shchava, your wife going to die. She protects the house. She's going to die. Amale, chazai kaki vishine dinosaur. I saw in my dream, my inner and outer teeth fell out. Amale, binach binasan shchavan. Your sons and daughters are going to die. Amale, chazai tarte yoni deparchan. I saw two doves flying. Amale, trei nashe migoreshes. You're going to divorce two wives. Amale, chazai trei gargilide. The lifta, I saw two big fat turnips. Amale, train calfe balata. You're going to get two massive smacks from a stick that's like as thick as the head of a turnip. Also, Rava hu yoma. So Rava on that day went v'yasa be'midrash kol yom. He sat in base medrash all day long. Ashkachan trei sagina ore. He found two blind men, David Kamanza Badna, they were fighting with each other. Also Rava Lefukina, Rava went to break up the fight. Machul Rava Trey. They smacked Rava twice with a stick. Dol Machuz Achriti, they raised their stick to hit him a third time. Omar, Rava said, listen, Mistai, train Chazai. I only dreamed I was going to be hit twice, so I think twice is enough for you to hit me. Lasof Asa Rava Vyoyev Le Agra. Finally, Rava realized the reason he was getting bad interpretations is he didn't pay. I think there's certain mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael that work this way. If you pay, you get a good you get a good reading. But if you don't pay, you don't get a good reading. L'sof as Rav Yoav Le'agro. In the end, Rava came in and he paid. Amarle chazoi ashisa denafal. I saw in my dream the same thing. The wall of my house fell down. But now he told him a different answer. Amarle. Nechasim below Mitzarim Kanisa. You're going to have your possessions are going to be so many. They're going to break down the walls of your house. Amalei Chazai Apten Dabai Denaf of Kasin Avke. I saw Abai's house fall down and I got covered in the dirt. Amalei Abai Shachem Misifti Asel Gabach. Abai is going to die and all the people in his yeshiva are going to come learn by you. Amalei Chazai Apten Didi Denaf. I saw my house fall down. Vaskuli Amashak Levinas. People came to take bricks. Amalei Shmaitzchab Mavajin Baalma. your teachings are going to be spread amongst the world. Amalei, Chazai de'ivka reishe v'nasar mokri. I saw in a dream that my head would break and my brains fell out. Amalei, Ujum be'sajin afik. He responded and said that the feathers of your pillow are going to fall out. Now, the Mefarshim explained over here, that was really about Bar Hadaya, so he gave a bad interpretation, but really the dream was about himself, about Bar Hadaya, but he didn't want to interpret that way. Amalei, that his brains were going to fall out. Amalei, as we're going to see in the end of the story, Amalei, Akarin Hal HaMitzi B'chal Ma'is, I saw in my dream, they were reading me, Hal HaMitzi, Hod L'Hashem Kidav Kinoch So, Hod L'El Kael Kim, Kinoch So, Hod L'Adin Adin, Lo'os and Fos Kado, Amalei, Nisim Esrashalach, you can have a lot of miracles happen to you. Havakazal Bahadi Ba'arba. Bar Hadaya was going together with Rava in a boat. Omar Bahadi Gavin Mesashli Nisa Lomali. So Bar Hadaya said, I don't want to hang out with Rava because miracles happened to him. Bahadi Kasalak Nafal Sifra Mine. When he was walking out of the boat, his sefer, his notebook fell out. Ashli Rava found it. Vachaz Havakazba, he saw it was written in it. Kalachalomos Holchanachara Peh. That all dreams follow the interpretation. Amas, so Rava realized he was just interpreting bad because he was a Rashi. He wanted to do bad to Rava. Rasha, b'didach kaima. You could have interpreted all my dreams positively. Tziyat and kula. Hey, you made me suffer so miserably. Kula mechon alcha mochli on everything except for killing my wife. Bar mi bar to the Rav Chista, except for Rav Chista's daughter, who was his wife. So then after he... aside from what, some from that, Rava cursed him out. Yehi Rava delimsar hahu gavra lidei demalchusat lom rachmele. He cursed out Bar Hadaya. You should be taken away by non-Jews who will not be merciful to you. Amar, my avid. So Bar Hadaya said, "What should I do? Kemire to kill aschachma feel bechinam he ba. Once I got cursed by a chacham, it's going to happen. Kol shekin Rava de badina kalayit." He was right to curse me out. Amar Ekum ve'egle. So he said, you know what, I'm going to go and run away to Gullus, because Gullus will be a kapara. That's what we say in the Yiratzim before going into the sukkah, that the Gullus is a kapara, living in the sukkah. Kam Gulli be'Romai. He went and he exiled himself to the Romans. Azli Yasipas the Resh Turzina de Malka. He went and sat at the entrance to the person who watched over the gate of the king, Resh Terzina Chazachalma, so the head guy in charge of the king's storehouse, saw a dream. Amalei, he said to Bar Hadaya, Chazai Chama Da'ayal Machta Be'etzbasi. I had a dream that a needle went into my finger. Amalei Havli, Zuza. Bar Hadaya said, you got to pay for the interpretation. V'lo Yavli, the guy said, I'm not paying you. So lo Amalei V'lo Midi. So Bar Hadaya refused to interpret it. Amalei, told him another dream. Chazai denafal tichla b'tarten esparsi. I saw that I had tzitzis, or a worm, was biting my two fingers. Amalei, havli zuza, pay me for the interpretation. V'lo yavli, he wouldn't give it to him. Lo amalei, he didn't tell him any interpretation. A third one. Amalei, on the third day, told him, Chazai denafal tichla b'chula yada. A worm was eating up my entire hand. Amalei, nafal, so he did interpret. Amalei, nafal tichla b'chulu shirai. Worms were eating up all the clothing of the king. Shaman Bey Malka, they heard about this in the king's house. I see the Resh Terzina Katale. They wanted to kill the guy with the watchman. Amalu, the watchman said, "Ano amai, why are you killing me? Ais lahai davi yadav lo amar." This guy Bar Hadaya, he knew the first two interpretations, but he wouldn't do it because of the money. I see the Bar Hadaya Amale am to zuzidach. So they brought Bar Hadaya. And some say, look what happened to your money, because you wanted money so much. Charvu shirai demalka. Because you wanted your money, the king's garments got destroyed because you didn't say what was meant in the dream. They could have stopped it. Kfisu train arzi b'chavla. They tied down two trees with a rope. Asur chad kar l'chad ar. They tied one of Bardai's foot to one of the cedar trees, v'chad kari l'chai arza, and the other foot to the other tree, v'sharu l'chavla did slalik reshe, and then they let the trees smash back up to their previous, They cut the rope and let the tree smash back up to the previous height. And Bar Hadaya got split down the middle. It's Dalek V'nafal B'Train. He literally, his whole head and his whole body got split into two when the trees went smacked back up to the original spot. Shaul ben Dama Nachos Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Ben Dama, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked Rabbi, his uncle Rabbi Shmuel, Ra'isi Shnei L'chayash Nasr. I saw in a dream my two cheeks fell off. Amar Shnei G'dudi Rom Yatzo Lecha Ra. Two legions of Romans, they tried to get you in trouble. Mesu, they died. Amalei Bar Kapar L'Rabbi. Ra'isi Chot Mishanashar. I saw my nose fall out. Amalei Charon Af Nistalek Memcha. Hashem's anger was removed from you. Amalei Ra'isi Shnei Yadai Shenechtechu. I saw my two hands being chopped off. Amalei Lo Tetzdarech L'Maisi Adecha. You're going to be so rich, you're not going to need any parnasa. Amalei Ra'isi Shtei Ragli Shenichtu. My legs were cut off. Amalei Al Susata Rochiv. You're going to be so respected, you're going to ride on a horse. Chazod Amalei Ba'adar Misas V'Nisan Lochazis. In my dream, I saw they telling me you're going to die in Adar, you're never going to see Nisan. Amalei Ba'adrusa Misas. You're going to die with great honor, with kavod. V'lo Asis Lidei Nisayon. And you're not going to be challenged before your death. You're going to live a very nice end of life. Amalei Hustuk the Rabbi Shmuel. Certain stuki said Shmuel. Ra'isi Shani Mashke Shemen L'Zesim. I saw myself feeding oil to olives. Amalei Baal Imo. You must have relations with your mom. Amalei Chazai Dukatavli Kochava. I saw that I uprooted a star. Amalei Bar Yisrael Ganavta. You stole from a Jew. Amalei Chazai Devalase L'Kochav. I saw in my dream that I swallowed a star. Amalei Bar Yisrael Zavinte V'Achalta L'Dme. You sold a Jew and you lost all the money that you got for him. Amalei Chazai Eni Denishkan Adadi. I saw that my eyes are touching each other. Amalei Baalachoso. You must have relations with your sister. Amalei Chazai Denashki Sihara. In my dream, I saw that I kissed the moon. Amalei Baal Eishes Yisrael. You had relations with a Jewish woman. Amalei Chazai D'Darichna B'Tuna D'Asa. I'm walking in a garden of Hadassim. Amalei Baal Na'ar Marasa. You had relations with a girl who's engaged somebody else. Amalei Chazai Tuna Milai V'Humi Tatai. But I saw in that dream, the Hadassim were on top of me and I was underneath them. The Gemara says, so how could it be that I had relations with the Na'am Ras? I should have been on top. Amalei, Mishkavcha Hafuch. It was upside down that when you're having relations with the Na'am Ras, she was on top of you. Amalei, Chazoy Orchei Dehaji Lupurya. I saw a bunch of ravens around my bed. Amalei, Ishtacha Zanta Me'anashim Harbe. Your wife, committed adultery with many men. Amalei, Chazoy Yoni Dehaji Lupurya. I saw more doves around my bed. Amalei Nashim Harbi Timesa. You defiled many women. Amalei Chazai Denaket Shreyoni Uparachan. I saw in my dream two doves flying away from me. Amalei Tarti Nashim Nasafti. You married two wives. Patrinisun below get. You got rid of them without giving them a divorce. Amalei Chazai Dekalif Nebei. I saw in a dream I was peeling eggs. Amalei Shichvi Kamishalachas. You stole garments from a dead person. Amalei, Kulu Isnu Be, you're right, I did all of them, but Bar Mihadales, I never took garments from a dead person. While he was talking, Asya Hayissa, a woman came, Amalei, she said to him, Hai Glima Demakasa, this talus that you're wearing, the Gabra Ploniu Demis Vashlachte, it belongs to a dead person, and I took it off him and I gave it to you. So even that actually was true. Amalei, Chazari Damali Shavaklach Avuch Nechase, I saw my dream that they said to me that my father left me a lot of money. Bekaputkia. Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Islach nechase bekaputkia. Do you have stuff there? Amalei, lo. Lav. Azla vuch lekaputkia. Was your father over there? Amalei, lav. Imkain, said Rabbi Shmuel. This is what the dream means. Kaputkia stands for two things. Kappa which means kshura, a beam. Deka, dika is asara, the 10th beam. Zil chazi kapit resh asara, go to the 10th beam in your property. Shehi malaya bezuze, it's filled up with money. Azal ashach shehi malaya bezuze, he went there and he found it was taka filled with money. Amrav chanina, haroa be'er b'chalom, if you see a well in your dream, roa shalom, it's peace. Shenemar v'yachbar v'deitzach banach avim tsham be'er ma'im chayim. Rabbi Nassan Omer Matza Torah. A bear is compared to Torah. Shneimar a kimotzi matza chaim. Ksiv hacha be'er ma'im chaim. Rav Amar chaim mamish. No, you get life if you see a be'er in your dream. Once as you see get peace. Once as you get Torah. Once as you get life. Amar Bichanan shalosh shlomosein. Three dreams will herald peace. Nahar, if you see a river in a dream, sipo, a bird, kidera, a boiling pot of food. Nahar, dichsiv, hinino te'ele, kinahar shalom, a river of peace. Tzipor, dichsiv, kitziparm, afos, kin yogin Hashem tzivakos, ayushalayim, and vihimlit. Vihitzil vihimlit. So you see that the bird heralds peace. Kedera d'ksev Hashem tishbos shalom lanu. Hashem will make us have peace. Amar Rav Chanina, uv'kedera she'en b'basar shanini. We're talking about a pot that does not have meat. That's a remnant to peace. But if it does have meat, it's not a remnant to peace. It's punishment. Shenemar ufarsu kasher basir uchivasar besoch kalachas. That the Rishayim cause bad for the tzaddikim and they break them into small pieces. Like when you break the meat to put it into the pot. So that's a remez to punishment. Amishu ben Levi, haro nar b'chalom, you see a river in your dream, yashkim v'yomar, you should wake up and say, before you hear a bad pasuk, kinin no tele kinahar shalom, kodim shikaren a pasuk acher, ki yavo kinahar tsar. Because a river could be good or bad, so you should say a good pasuk so it interprets to the positive before you think of a bad pasuk. Haro tzibor b'chalom, you see a bird in your dream, yashkim v'yomar, ki tzibor m'afos, kin yagin Hashem, tzivakos al Yerushalayim, like birds, Hashem should defend us. Kodem shikaymen a pasuk acher, before you say a bad pasuk, ki tzibor nodedes, mi min kina. Right? A person wanders like a bird wanders. Haro keder b'chalom, if you see a pot of food in your dream, yashkim, you don't wake up early and say, Hashem tishbos shalom lanu. Hashem, give us peace. Kodem shikhanen pasuk acher, before you have another bad pasuk back there, shfos hasir shfos. The pot should boil. Just like the siege around Yerushalayim was the beginning process of the Churban, so too the boiling, putting the pot on the oven is the beginning of it, of the destruction, of the pot boiling. Haro anavim b'chalom, you see grapes in dream, yashkim yom, ka'anavim b'amidbar, kodem shikaren, pasuk acher, anavim in ve'rosh. The grapes are grapes of, are bitter. So, ka'anavim b'amidbar, matzas Yisrael, it was a positive statement. Haro ahar b'chalom, you see a mountain in your dream, yashkim yom, manov alaharm raglim vas, you wake up early and say, how beautiful are the legs of Mashiach on the mountains. Kodem shekemet pasuk acher al heharim esa b'chivanei pasuk en echa, on the mountains I was crying. Haro shofar b'chalom, you see a shofar in your dream, yashkim yom, v'ayahaya b'yom hu yitaka b'shofar gadol, shofar Mashiach, kodem shekemet pasuk acher, tika shofar b'giva, it's about bad times. Haro kel b'chalom, you see a dog in your dream, yashkim yom, wake up and say, l'chol b'nei se lo yachetz kel v'shono. The Jews didn't have dogs bark, and kodem shekadmet pasuk acher, before another pasuk gets into your head, v'aklovim uzei nefesh, they're very arrogant. Haro ari b'chalom, see a lion in your dream, yashkim, you don't wake up early and say, ari shag milo yiro, when the lion roars, who won't be afraid? Kodem shekadmet pasuk acher, before another pasuk comes, ola ari misuko, and it's destroying people. Haro tiglachas b'chalom, if you see somebody taking a haircut in your dream, yashkim, v'yomar v'igalach v'yichalev simlasav, Yosef's haircut. Kodem shekadmet pasuk acher, im gulachti v'sarmi meni kochi. Shimshon says, if I take a haircut, my strength is going to leave. Haroa be'er b'chalom. If you see a well in your dream, yashkim yomer be'er ma'im chayim, kodem shekem pasuk acher, kakir bir me'meha. Evil is going to flow like water from a spring. Haroa kana b'chalom. If you see a reed in your dream, yashkim yomer, Kana rotzitz lo yishbar. Even a weakened reed will not break. Kon shegan pasuk acher. Hine batachta lach al mishenes hakana rotzitz, which is going to break. Tana rabbanan. If you see a reed in your dream, you should assume wisdom is coming to you. Shneamar, kinei chachma, acquire wisdom. You see the word kane is a reed. Kanim yitzapel libina. If you see a lot of reeds, you'll even understand things from other things. You'll have bina. Shneamar v'chol kinyanecha kinei bina. Amar b'zeir, kura a pumpkin, kora. A date palm, kira, wax, kanya, a reed, kulu ma'al chalma. They're all good when seen in a dream. Tanya ein ma'aron deluin el mishu yorish shemayim b'kol kocho. They would only show a pumpkin or a gourd to someone who's a tremendous yorish shemayim, because a gourd is a remnant to yorish shemayim, because the word dole sounds like diluim, and that means to raise your eyes up to the heavens. Before another pasuk, so already b'chor sharo is a much nicer nevuah than getting gored by an ox. They said five things about an ox in a dream. If you're eating from the flesh of an ox in your dream, you're going to be rich. Nagcho, if the shor gored you in your dream, havien le banim she minagchem batorah, you can have children that fight each other in learning. Nashcho, if the ox bites you, yisurin banalov. Bato, if the ox kicks you, you can have afflictions. Bato, if the ox kicks you, derech chokin is damnalo. You're going to go on a long journey. Rachvo, if you're riding the ox in the dream, olul gadula, that's going to be greatness for you. Vatanya, rachvo mace, if you're riding it, means you're going to die. Lokasha, ha, the rach of hula tor, if you're riding the ox, good for you. Ha, be the rach of torah l'day, if the ox is riding you, you're going to die. Haroach hamar b'chalami tapel yisho, if you see a donkey in your dream, you should assume the gula is coming. Shneamar, hinei malkech yav aloch tzadik v'nosha hu, ani v'ruach v'al hamar, Mashiach's going to come on a donkey. You see a cat in your dream, ba'asu the karle shunra. If they call a cat a shunra, nasis lo shira na, they're going to sing nice songs. You're going to sing nice songs. Things are going to be good for you. Shinra, nasis lo shinu ra, a bad shinu is going to happen to you. Another mechalom, you see grapes in a dream, levanos, if they're white grapes, bein bizmanim bein shlo bizmanim, whether it's the right time or not, yafos, it's good for the dream. Shchoros, if you see black grapes, bizmanon yafos, if it's the right time, it's a good simon. Shlo bizmanon rose, bad for the dream. Haros sus lovin mechalom, see a white horse in your dream, bein menachas, bein barodof, whether it's standing still or running, yafalo, it's a good simon. Adom, it's a red horse, the simon of blood, benachas, if it's calm in one place, yafa. Barodof, if it's running, kosh, it's bad. Haro yishmael bachalom, if you see yishmael in a dream, tefilos and nishmas, it means your tefilo is going to be heard. I'm not sure how you know what Yishmael looks like, but V'dafka Yishmael ben Avraham, Avol Tayyabam, just stam an Arab low. It doesn't work. Haroa Gamal Bachalom, if you see a donkey in your dream, Misa Niknasalo, you're going to die. Like the coronavirus comes from donkeys, apparently. Min Hashamayim, Vatsilu Mimeno. And, oh, they're going to save you from the donkey. The donkey will save you. Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my kra was from the pasuk. Va'anuchi eredim chametzrayim. Va'anuchi alcha gam alo. Gam alo is like gamal. So gamal is a remez to being saved. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar mehacha. Gam Hashem hevir chataska lo tamos. Hashem removed your sin. The word gam is like gamal. So you see, gamal saves. Haro Pinchas bachalom. If you see Pinchas in a dream, pelanasalo. A great miracle is going to happen to you. Or a pilim b'chalom, see an elephant in your dream, plos naslo, you can have a lot of miracles happen to you. Pilim, a lot of elephants, pile plos naslo, you can have pile ploim, a lot of wonders happen to you. V'atanya kol mine chayos yofen l'chalom. Didn't we learn that all animals are good for a dream, chutz min apil u min akof, except for an elephant and a monkey? That's a bad simon. They're very strange in the way they look. Therefore, it's not a good simon. Chutz min loikasha, it's not a problem. Ha demasreg, if the elephant has a saddle on it, then it's a good sign. Ha delo masrig. If it has no saddle, it's a bad sign. Haroe huna bachalom. Person sees the word huna, nes nasalo. Because the nun is like the word nes. So you can have a dream. Chanina, Chananya, Yoichanan, nise nisim nasalo. A lot of miracles. Because you have two nuns. So a lot of miracles. Haroa. Hesped b'chalom. You see the word hesped min hashamayim chasu alav uftau. In the Torah, they're going to have mercy on you because the word hesped is two words, chas and pod, like podo. V'hani mili b'ksava, only if you see it in writing. We will stop here. Have a great day.